A vegetable peeler conclusion, the hoped-for demise of pumpkin spice, Nancy Leeson's holiday kitchen supply savings ideas, and Dick Stein's strategy for avoiding politics at holiday meals. A little hint here, it involves the Seahawks. And it's all on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nancy, I got some questions and an announcement for you.
Give it to me, Stein.
When Thanksgiving is over, will that finally be the end of pumpkin spice?
I hope so, Stein. I think that business started in July this year, didn't it?
Oh, boy, I don't know. It seems like going on forever. Everything is pumpkin spice. They probably got pumpkin spice gym socks, which is basically what it smells like to me. Next question. Does the no politics conversation rule at a Thanksgiving dinner actually work for anyone?
Well, we're having a very small Thanksgiving dinner this year, and my hope is that, yes, it does work.
I've made these announcements in the past, but it never seems to work. So when someone does bring up something political, I try to turn it aside with a neutral response, such as, how about them Seahawks?
Like you really care about the Seahawks.
Every bit as much as they care about me.
What was it we were going to talk about this week?
We'll get to that in a moment. I just want to make my announcement now.
Okay.
Remember a few weeks ago we were talking about the straight or the Y-shaped vegetable peelers, which is better? Well, after several weeks, I've decided I like my Y-shaped vegetable peeler better.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was using one of mine the other day, my little cheap Y version, and the blade came right out of the little Y. I much prefer the expensive German brand that I bought. $15, well spent.
Yeah, you always like the more expensive one. But let's move on to something that might actually be of some use.
And that's when things are not so expensive. Right now is such a good time, because of the holiday season, to stock up on a lot of things for your kitchen, like butter.
Butter is cheaper after holidays?
Butter is cheaper around the holidays. People bake a lot. They bake at Thanksgiving and Christmas and holidays like Easter. And that's when I go to the store and stock up on butter.
How much do you get?
Lots.
And then what? Put it in the freezer?
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
Turkey parts.
Turkey parts? By a week after Thanksgiving, everybody's had all the turkey-related stuff they want.
Yeah, that's except for those people who are going to make it again at Christmas time. So here's what you need to do. Take your Instant Pot or your regular pot and make turkey stock and freeze it for the gravy that you could use some Wondra for, something I always stock up on, later next month.
Yeah, okay. I know with Wondra you don't get the lumps, but if you just make a fat and flour roux to thicken your gravy, you won't get any lumps either. Plus, it tastes better. But fine, we'll let that go. One more.
Last year after Thanksgiving, I got my hands on a cheap spiral ham, because you know they're trying to sell them and then they need to get rid of them. Well, we ate a bunch of it, froze the rest of the meat and the bone, had more for sandwiches and soups.
Well, speaking as a ham bone myself, you can never have too much of that. So, edible stuff only? Is there other stuff you can save on?
This time of year, I really like to buy parchment paper. Where I like to buy it is Costco, the Kirkland brand. Big rolls of parchment paper. They sell them in, like, it's a twofer. The price is right. And you can't always find them the rest of the year.
Well, that stuff comes in a big roll, and then you got to flatten it out. I'd rather just get the ready-cut sheets.
You mean those expensive ones?
Okay, you got me. One last thing.
You know those Rubbermaid storage containers, or the Glad storage containers, the kind that come in a box of dozen or 24? This is a really great time to buy those. And every couple of years, mine lose their lids or what have you, or they get scummy. I recycle them and get myself a new set.
What DeGroot does, she buys those super cheap ones from the supermarket to put the food in that you send people home with.
That's an excellent idea. Or tell them to bring their own.
That's an even better idea.
With KNKX's Dick Stein.
I bet you can get a great deal on pumpkin spice cat litter, too.
I'm Nancy Leeson.